This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We didn't plan it this way. It just kind of worked out. Steve Quayle was on earlier in the week, and we were talking about Mars and Volkovsky. And he mentioned you, James, and our next guest, James McKinney, of course, jmccsci.com, jmccsci.com. And I've lobbied him over and over, ladies and gentlemen, for a simpler URL name. But nevertheless, jmccsci.com, James McKinney Science, short for. Man needs little introduction. Just love when he comes on. Love his information. The audience loves you, James. Welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
Thank you, Daniel. Good to be here. Say, tell the engineer I got a lot of advertisement noise coming at me.
Oh, right now. Kyle, do you hear that? James has got a lot of different, I don't know where it's coming from. It's not coming from our show, but a lot of noise coming to him. See if you can clean that up. Okay, we'll work on that, James. Can you hear me, James, okay?
Yeah, I'll just talk over it. But good to be here, Daniel. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's an absolute pleasure. I got an email from you a few days ago, and in typical James McKinney language, he describes the whole Mars incident and what's really going on. I think a lot of people are not concerned, but certainly curious about Mars. And if you know anything about Tier 1 science, Tier 2 science, James McKinney is right in there, a professor at Ivy League schools in two different disciplines. Of course, he's Carl Sagan's best friend, tongue-in-cheek, I say that. This idea of a competition between the cosmos and the electrical universe. He was one of the first in the world. James McKinney, electrical universe. This is the mind that we're talking about. Now, we want to specifically ask him about Mars. What is going on about Mars, what we're hearing from NASA, and what reality is?
Yeah, Daniel. Well, this is a strange story, very strange story. NASA had a pre-announced announcement. They had a lot of fanfare, and they do this occasionally. I think it's when funding time comes around. But they said they have this amazing announcement about Mars. So, of course, we're all waiting with bated breath to see what the amazing announcement was. But essentially, they said they had discovered organic molecules on Mars. And so let me just read the title of this announcement. It says, and it's completely bogus. It says, NASA Mars rover discovers building blocks for life, 3 billion year old organic molecules. And so anyway, the first statement says the building blocks for life have been discovered and 3 billion year old organic matter in Mars, they announced. The very first thing they say is that researchers cannot yet say whether their discovery stems from life or from more mundane geological processes. So the very first line, they state that they really don't know where these molecules come from. But in examining this a bit closer, these are molecules which look like organic molecules, but they have occasional sulfur molecules mixed in, which tells you very clearly these came from volcanic action. They have nothing to do with life. In fact, you could turn it around and say that and there are studies that are germane to this whole topic where they've taken materials, just inorganic materials, put them in a test environment where they blast in electrical discharges, and they get this same type of molecule. So I don't know what these NASA people are thinking, because there's a long, voluminous amount of research that should, what they discovered is from volcanoes. And then the boot, they say that these samples look curiously like what we find in oil and natural gas, which is true, because they also come from inorganic processes, mainly processes in space, and nobody anymore believes this idea that oil and natural gas came from decaying dinosaur bones. Nobody gives any credence to that, so I don't even know why they say that. So anyway, it's a really a bogus story. But the flip side of this is that NASA is covered with rivers and lakes and washes and slough areas off of the edge of islands that used to be in the middle of a vast ocean. And these are very present on Mars all over the place. And Mars has a very windy, dusty atmosphere, so any traces of riverbeds should have been destroyed long ago if Mars had oceans and rivers long ago. So this idea where they say billions of years old is a bogus. This is not something they measured. It's just something they repeat like a nursery rhyme. So anyway, it's just a bogus story, and it really irritates me when NASA comes out with these incredulous stories that really, in the very first statement, they negate what they're saying. They really don't know where these came from, and the most evidence would tell you that this is simply molecules that were created in the heat of a volcano. And there's the biggest volcano on the planet in the solar system is on Mars.
Oh, all right, you said a mouthful here. Let's go back and make sure I understand. First of all, about the supposed announcement, you're saying this comes from volcanoes. Don't you have to have oxygen for a volcano to erupt? I mean, for there to be fire, or they get it from the center of the Earth, or am I mistaken here?
No, you do not need oxygen for volcanic eruptions. We have, for example, many volcanoes around the solar system. One very volcanic body is Io. It's the moon of Jupiter, and it's highly volcanic. And it has no atmosphere at all. It's primarily sulfur dioxide. But you find that sulfur is very common in volcanic activity on Earth also. That's where you find sulfur. So in its molecular form, in the atomic form. So when you find sulfur mixed in with organic molecules, it came from volcano.
Okay, that makes sense. I had to get that straight in my head here. Now, your claim about Mars, let's be clear. What NASA is saying is that we have these organic materials. We don't know where they come from. It's obvious. Anybody who, with any real knowledge, knows this comes from volcanoes. Am I to conclude that NASA is running some kind of scam here? I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah, and the way they did this, and the woman that talks, the main scientist, to me they're fishing for money. Maybe there's a congressional, a fundraiser or something. They're looking for money from Congress, but as you get into it, what they're looking for is funding for future rover missions. And they have one that's planned with the European Space Agency coming up, et cetera. So that's what it tells me. The fact that it was planned, it was timed, this was published in Science Magazine, and they had basically a gag order on Science Magazine that they could not release anything prior to the last Thursday's announcement. And, of course, they do that right before the weekend. Then they have maximum coverage in all of the major news media on this with the title, NASA Discovers the Basis of Life on Mars, which is bogus.
Okay. And the second part of this, which is this is the bombshell part to me. You're saying there's ample evidence of life, water, whatever, on Mars much sooner than a billion years. Billion years is nonsense, much closer to life here on Earth than we ever imagined or realized.
Exactly. And how do they drill down a couple inches into the ground, and then they claim this rock is many billions of years old. It's so absurd. It's absolutely absurd. They just make this up. and that's part of their story, but that's to make you think that all of this is billions of years old, when in reality, none of this could be more than maybe 5,000 years old.
So the same time there is life on Earth that we even know about, not even speculating, we have artifacts from that we pretty accurately 5,000 years, there was water on Mars, maybe even life, maybe even people. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely, yeah. And we know from the ancients that Mars was a blue planet. We have historical records of Mars being a blue planet.
Okay, my mind is trying to process this. That's you said a mouthful here, James. Catherine Austin Fitz was on yesterday discussing the space-based economy and that there's so much investment in colonizing Mars. From what you know, is this a reality or is this just money-driven pipe dreams?
This is money-driven pipe dreams because nobody, I guarantee you, nobody, Elon Musk, has talked about this. He's challenged Boeing. Boeing is talking about going to Mars 2 days ago. NASA just said they have a plan to be to Mars by 2040. If you went to work as a young engineer today at NASA, you would be retired before NASA ever went to Mars on its current plan. That's how ridiculous this is. But nobody talks about radiation, which is the real problem. Mars has no atmosphere. It has no magnetic sheath to protect it. You have radiation in the Van Allen belts that nobody knows how to deal with. It's absolutely absurd. These people are just looking for money. And if you look at the NASA animation of them being on Mars, it looks like Flash Gordon drawings of the 1930s. I mean, nothing has changed. It's just people talking and trying to get funding.
We're coming up on a break. We got about 30 seconds to the break. Atmosphere. So that if there's water, there had to be an atmosphere on Mars. I mean, I'm certainly naive here and a neophyte. Let's talk about that. There was an atmosphere on Mars not too long ago. Okay. Let's talk about that on the other side. That's fascinating. That's really fascinating. We're talking to James McCanny, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, can talk about just about anything. Just my absolute, just love having you on, James. So glad they're here. The audience loves you. ThePowerHour.com, JMCCSCI.com is James' website. Get something cold to drink. Sit down in your favorite recliner. You can learn just about anything you want. Major topic on his website. We're going to talk about Mars again and more. North Korea. The DLS that James has invented, he emailed me about DLS. We'll see what DLS is on the other side. Stay tuned.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Short segment here, and we got James fortunately scheduled for the rest of the hour. Love having him. You know, he made just an offhand comment to tell you what kind of mind he is and get information. He made just an offhand comment about oil. And how many people still believe that oil comes from dinosaurs? I mean, most of the people that I come in contact with, I would say, believe that. Most of the people. Regular people, these aren't scientists, James, but most of the people that I come in contact with would say that that's true. It's from organic material or dinosaurs or whatever. It's a finite resource. And he just casually just throws that out there. Just go back real quick about the oil. What is oil? What does oil come from? And then let's get back to Mars.
The oil comes from comet tails, and if you understand how comets work, the water that's produced in the comet tail and all the organic molecules, the everything, nucleotides that are found in molecules in comet tails, these are produced when the material comes in raw form. The atoms come in, the carbons, the hydrogens, the nitrogens, oxygen, sulfur. And they mix as they're brought together in electric fields as they come into the comet nucleus. And so as Earth would pass through a comet tail, the Noah's flood was 40 days and 40 nights. If we would have passed through the tail of Comet Hale-Bopp, which was a medium-sized comet, it would have taken us about 40 days to do that. And that would have been torrential rains and floods and other, you know, high winds, etc. And, you know, the history, here's the problem. The history that is taught is so deranged and so untrue that, you know, the history of man, they don't include the Noah's event. I know people that teach honors history in high school and in college, and I ask them about the Noah's event. They go, oh, we don't teach that. That's myth. You know, the most important formative events in man's history are not even taught, nor are they taught in the churches, where the Bible is what tells us that those events happened. And that's just one of the records. We have thousands of records that come from the Mayas, the Incas, other civilizations that were not even in contact with Western civilization when the Bible was written that say the same thing. And, you know, the Venus event was a totally different event. That's when Mars lost its atmosphere. And I talk about that. That's the Velikovsky work. But see, what they do is they try to take people like Velikovsky and making him try and paint him as a raving idiot. The guy was so far advanced, but he was surrounded by a bunch of raving idiots who still exist today out there jumping up and down and making all kinds of crazy claims. But the disinformation regarding the true history of man is phenomenal. And there's every indication that not NASA, but the secret space program, the real space program, is very deep in investigating Mars and the history of habitation on Mars. Just like recently Antarctica, they've made some major discoveries down there, and Kerry was down there, Putin was down there, all kinds of people went down to Antarctica. You know, it wasn't because they were looking for a sunny beach vacation. They went down there to see, and these are people involved in secret societies, and they keep this information from the public. So
certainly,
this NASA discovery is just more bogus baloney that has no...
What did they find in... James, let me break in. We got about a minute and a half before break. What did they find in Antarctica?
We don't really know. We know that they... I believe it was like remains of pyramids, possibly mastodons. Not really sure. We don't really know.
Interesting.
But it was very definitely related to that, I would say, because Antarctica was a colony of Atlantis, just like Egypt was.
Was Mars inhabited at one time with people like us?
I believe so, yeah. There was every indication that there was travel back and forth between Mars. And
really?
That Mars, when it came around, I mean, you had maybe a two-month window when you could travel between Earth and Mars relatively easily. And, you know, this is another thing. The space program, the space shuttle, the Saturn V rocket, you know, this is not the way you go into space. I'm doing a number of lectures on this in my paid cast right now, that the facade of going into space with rockets is baloney. That's not the way you go into space. You're not going to get very far with chemical rockets or even nuclear rockets. They're called inertial propulsion systems.
And there's the music. We'll get to more of this. Hold it right there, James. We'll get to more of this on the other side. Just absolutely fascinating. James McCanney, jmccsci.com is his website. Tier 1 science, that's what we want, the truth. Stay tuned.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come, by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the Southern Baptist Convention. Let's take a listen to a portion of his comments.
Men and women of the Southern Baptist Convention, I can tell you we have a lot of work ahead of us. It will be an arduous process requiring American resolve and courage. As the President said before he left Singapore, in his words, anyone can make war. It takes courage to make peace.
Today in Washington, Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell had news regarding the interest rates.
Today, we've taken another step in that process by raising our target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point. My colleagues and I meet 8 times a year and take a fresh look each time at what is happening in the economy and consider whether our policy needs adjusting. History has shown that moving interest rates either too quickly or too slowly can lead to bad economic outcomes.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Every time I talk to James, this is why I don't sleep at night. This is why I need the REM sleep, because he gets my mind going. And speaking of REM sleep, it's over at the Power Mall. Everything's on sale for a summer special. We have everything except the dropship items on sale at the Power Mall. We have a free shipping special. Also, all the great products that you need, that you trust, that you want, the REM sleep. Cass Ingram is going to be on in a couple days. These are important. Your health is up to you. You got to take it into your own hands. So God bless you, and check out all that at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Getting back to James, how does it, is it an open secret, like scientists and NASA and whatever, like the, what you just said about Mars and about within 5,000 years, maybe sooner, maybe closer, there was water on Mars, there was an atmosphere, people inhabited it, there's evidence that went back and forth. Do people in NASA, high level, do they know this, or is this just some open secret? What?
No, the real scientists do. The tier two phony baloney scientists, like these people on this study that NASA just put out, they don't know anything. These are people that are, I don't know what they eat for breakfast, the stupid pills, or I don't know. But how can you look at Mars? Look, right now, today, the big announcement is that there's a huge dust storm going on Mars. There's 0.002% visibility. That's how much light is blocked out. This is a tremendous planet-wide dust storm. These happen every year as we head into the summer months, as Mars is in the summer months. And it's so extensive that it would cover and destroy any surface features in a very short amount of time. But when you look at Mars, there are pristine riverbeds, there are deltas of rivers, there are like the process right now in the Hawaiian Islands where it's slewing off because of eruptions and then this land slides off into the ocean. You see that around the Olympus Mons. It was in the middle. You can see the windward and the leeward side of Olympus Mons where the oceans were. This would be destroyed in more than 5 or 10,000 years with these tremendous dust storms. And so this is why I say, like the country western song, they're looking for life in all the wrong places. NASA is. I mean, they're looking at these stupid little organic molecules with sulfur embedded in them that are clearly volcanic processes when there are rivers all over the place. They're sitting in a lake bed. That lake bed would not be there in 5,000 years. It would be totally eroded away. So this is what I say. They're looking for life in all the wrong places. It's like the elephant in the room. You know, they're looking at these little molecules claiming they've discovered life when they haven't, and they're sitting in a lake bed that wouldn't be there if it were 3 billion years old. I mean, these people are so stupid.
Mm.
You know, but I'm getting off on a tangent here. But, yes, people in the top levels know this. They know that rockets are not the way to go into outer space. Every time that shuttle goes off and everybody goes down to watch it and takes pictures, they're laughing. This is not the way you go into outer space. It's ridiculous.
How do you go into space? You've done a lot of research. How do you go into outer space?
I used to work in this. I invented a couple of the electromagnetic propulsion systems that you would use to go into space. They work against existing magnetic fields. I've identified 17, I call them local electrical batteries, that surround Earth. And these are you use them and the currents that are associated with them to ride. I did a talk in 2002. It's a term I phrased, electric rivers to the stars. This is how you travel. You don't go with a big rocket loaded with fuel because you can't get very far because the Saturn V rocket or the space shuttle, 98% of the weight is fuel, and it burns up in like 4 minutes or 5 or 10 or whatever. You know,
yeah.
It's you get about 4% of the weight into low Earth orbit. Then what do? You don't have enough fuel to go. You know, it was a challenge to get to the moon and come back, you know, because we have sent stuff to the moon. I don't think, but that's a whole nother story. But we've certainly had things orbit the moon and come back. Things have landed on the moon. But it takes a lot of fuel just to get to the moon. So these people that are talking to go to Mars, I mean, they're smoking some funny stuff because nobody's going to Mars anytime with the way they're doing it. Let me put it this way. The way they're going about it, nobody's going to Mars. So you can stop that dance, go home, you know, save your money.
Let's change subjects for a second here. Obviously, the big news of the week, the month, possibly the year, who knows, is the North Korea summit. Do you have any comment about that? What's your take on that?
This is phenomenal. I mean, what Trump did was absolutely beyond phenomenal. And a lot of people don't understand that Dennis Rodman had a lot to do with this. This is a very important part of this story. Dennis Rodman went over to North Korea, and he met with Kim, And he wanted to give Kim a birthday present. But he said, I don't know what to give you. What do I give the leader of North Korea? What would you want? And Kim goes, I want to see a basketball game. So Rodman goes, yeah, okay. So, and of course he couldn't do it. So he comes back to the U.S., gets the money, gets a bunch of players together and say, let's go over to North Korea and have this basketball game. So he goes over, has a basketball game on Kim's birthday. And after it, Kim comes up to him. He's doing selfies with him on his cell phone. And he goes, you know what? You're the first American that's kept his promise to us. What does that tell you?
Wow.
And Trump thanked Dennis Rodman. Rodman was over there. He was present at these meetings. And he broke the ice. It was like, and when Trump went over there, you could see that Kim had very good rapport because everybody else had treated him, so he was acting his role. I don't know. But anyway, this is a tremendous, tremendous change on the world scene. And I'm just waiting for the next one to happen with Iran. But anyway, no, North Korea was beyond phenomenal. And if you saw the body language of Trump and Kim, this was a world changer.
I totally agree with you. We had Joel Skousen is very skeptical about progress. Even Catherine Austin Fitz was a little less skeptical, but still skeptical. I think this is a big deal. And one of the things I thought about China's involvement. China for years has basically used North Korea as a buffer, as a trigger event, as almost a clandestine threat to the West, to America. If Trump is able to pull North Korea away from China's hold and offer prosperity, offer capitalism, offer openness, offer South Korea unification, and his people flourish, I mean, to me, this is a huge, that would be a huge coup and a blow to China's hold in that area. What's your thoughts?
Well, yeah, but China had a lot to do with this. Getting this meeting together behind the scenes. China actually had a lot to do with this. So, I mean, it's in their best interest to cure this problem too. Nobody gains by having this situation. And what, one of the topics we're going to talk about here is this DLS syndrome. I can't believe that people are angry that Trump succeeded because they'd rather have discord and then say, well, Trump didn't succeed, or try and put some negativity on this.
Oh, my gosh. No, I don't even listen to these people anymore.
No.
I don't even listen to them anymore.
Absolutely amazed.
Let me go back to China again, because I think this is really important. You said China set this up. I think the only reason China set this up is because they felt there was a real threat that Trump would attack North Korea. That's, to me, this was fantastic the way it was for China. But if America was going to attack North Korea, that was not good. Agree with me there,
or did something else motivate them? No, that would be a total disaster for everybody. But what amazed me is now we see Kim in a whole different light. I do. With this story with Dennis Rodman, he comes over and he plays basketball on his birthday.
Yes.
And he's
actually humanizes him, doesn't it?
Taking selfies, and he tells Rodman, that you're the first guy from the United States that's kept his promise to me. What? What does that tell
you? Wow. Yeah, and he also said that he tried to get this message to Obama that Kim wants to change, wants to open up his country, and he didn't do anything. We're at our final break. One last segment with James McKinney. Supposedly, you sent me an email about CNN getting raided. Let's talk about that, what that means. Stay tuned. DLS and CNN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida.
2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
One last segment with the one and only James McKenney. Tier 1 Science. The truth. What's really out there. One of the biggest lies, I think, last time I asked you what's one of the biggest nonsense things that we're being taught. And I think you said the theory of evolution and how just so little evidence that there's even any reality to the core principles of evolution. What else on your mind is the most glaring lie that we're told on a daily basis?
Well, let me throw one in here. You talked about Steve Quayle mentioning me. I'll mention Steve Quayle. Steve has done a lot of great work on the subject of giants, and it's a topic that really exists. I mean, there were giants when Magellan came around the horn down at Tierra del Fuego. They stopped, and the reason they called it that is because that area was populated with hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. And they could see the campfires up in the mountains. That's why it's called Tierra del Fuego. But there was a group of giants living there, and he picked one up. And the giant actually died on his boat. He also brought a femur back, and that was given to the Vatican. So this whole topic of giants, in especially down in Patagonia area, South America, is real. Steve's done a lot of work on that. So, I mean, there's so many parts to our history that are just not taught. I mean, it's in the people in what I call secret societies believe this is their private information. That goes for outer space, too. That goes for Mars. That goes for Antarctica and 100 other things that deal with our true history.
What you talked about propulsion and ways to get through space. Do we have that technology now? You talked about what you invented. Is America using something like this?
Yeah, there's no doubt that they are. The electromagnetic propulsion systems are. I spent years going to military meetings and presenting my information. Ultimately, my designs were stolen, and I was squeezed out of my very own projects because I didn't want to use them for warfare. But, no, these exist. I've got two other ones now that I have not released at all to the military, but these exist. And the whole idea of using what I call inertial engines, where you heat something up and shoot it out a nozzle, that's not the way to go into space. Never will be. You will not get very far because most of your payload is fuel. And it's just very limited.
We'll talk about this in relation to the Van Allen belt. Does going on these electrical streams throughout the universe, does this allow you to navigate the Van Allen belt better, or talk about that?
No, that's another issue, how to deal with these high radiation belts that are around Earth. Is another issue that's something I've worked on, and I have worked out a way to deal with those. But there again, these people that, oh, we're going to go to Mars, you know, it's like, yeah, let's all have come to the kitchen and bake a cake. You know, no, you just, they have no idea. Nobody talks about radiation because if they don't know about it, then they're stupid. And it'd be like going out in the ocean in a rowboat. You know,
Now,
it's just a very dangerous place.
Now, you talked about getting to Mars. It may be easier. Now, maybe easier to get to Mars than bake a cake in one of them little Betty Crocker little ovens. My neighbor, you remember those when I was little? My neighbor had one. We couldn't get nothing to come out of that stupid little oven. You talk about baking a cake, but I digress. We got a few minutes left in the broadcast. What, I know predictions are hard or where we are. We're at just such an incredible time. I think a crossroads of a lot of things. I think an awakening is coming in mankind. I think a suppression is coming. I mean, we could go either way and realize our innate intelligence or become slaves. I don't, where is this going? Do you have any sense of this? Do you have any sense of this historic, I don't know the words to put this in. Do you have a sense of the moment that we're in right now, James?
Yeah, we have to stop giving time to people with mental stress. This is something in the notes for today's show. I called it DLS. I've lost quite a few good friends to this new syndrome. It's a psychological syndrome, kind of like ADT, attention deficit disorder, et cetera. But it's called Democrat Loss Syndrome. And here are some of the symptoms. If you watch excessively CNN or MSNBC or read the New York Times, or do you believe that the First and Second Amendments apply only to liberals and deer hunters, or you believe that the president should be impeached because you didn't vote for him, or finally, this is the clincher, if you hope for economic strife or even a nuclear war to prove that Donald Trump is bad, to make him look bad, if you have these symptoms, then you have DLS and you need treatment, not more airtime.
You know, I don't have a poster of Donald Trump on my wall. I've been accused of it. But I will say this about Donald Trump. He seems to be the stumbling block. He seems to be the sounding board. I don't know what it is. He is the chosen man of God for this moment of time to create this divide in this country. He is the dividing line, it certainly seems.
Well, when we talk about the deep state, these are the people who have benefited and their cronies because of the bankers, the European bankers, and that's what they do. They get these greedy people in there who will take for themselves and then hide it and lie and cheat and use the press or whatever else it takes to win. These are the people that cheated in college to get their A, you know, et cetera. And so this is the situation we're in today. I mean, we just got to stop giving these people airtime. That's the short story, and we all have to move on. We're all being dragged down by this ball and chain around our ankles, these mentally distressed people who are not willing to let this go. You know, we want to move on. We want to go in a positive direction. I deal with the work that I do with industry all over the world, from China to India and everybody in between. And industry is booming. Like I more than a year ago, tenfold. Everybody I know is busy to the wall. They're forced overtime. They are so busy they can't produce all the products that are being ordered from them. And this is the state of the world. I want to move forward. I don't want to keep wallowing in the past.
Well, fantastic. James, it's an absolute pleasure to have you. Ladies and gentlemen, also, we didn't talk about it, but check out his wing generator. This is a landmark project he's working on. Check out that at his website, jmccsci.com. James, what a pleasure to have you, my friend. Thank you so much for being on today.
Thanks, Daniel. It's always great to be on the Power Hour.
Yeah, well, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, have a very good evening. Tomorrow I will not be here. I'll be back at the end of the week with Cass Ingram. We're going to have a guest or a replay tomorrow. I hope you do well. I hope you know who you are and move forward. God bless you. God bless your family. We'll talk to you soon. ThePowerHour.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.